Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonza, g'day, and welcome to Trusty Hogs in Australia. We're going to be bush pigs. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an Australian version of Trusty Hogs.
I think what we need to say is we're going on tour, both of us.
Yes,
to
Australia.
We'll both be playing. I'll be playing Melbourne and Sydney. You'll be playing Melbourne and?
Sydney and Brisbane and Perth.
Fabulous. I will be in Melbourne. I'll be at the Western 3 at the International Comedy Festival. You can buy tickets for my show now. And at Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre and you can buy tickets for my show now.
And in Melbourne, I'll be at the Greek, which I have looked on Google Maps and it is very close to Catherine's venue.
Woo-hoo!
Isn't that so cute? Oh, we're super
pick
close.
Me up after.
And then, no, I think you'll be picking me up.
Oh.
I think.
That's
I need
standard.
To check that. But come pick us up. Come pick
come
us up.
Come pick us up.
Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre with Catherine, and that's super close to the
cute.
Ice cream place. Brisbane, I'll be at Powerhouse. And in Perth...
Powerhouse be inside of a powerhouse? She will be.
I'll be bloody there. And at Perth, I'll be at the Perth Comedy Festival for the Regal Theatre.
Gorgeous.
And we're also bringing Trusty Hogs Live
to
Australia.
Melbourne and Sydney, bitches. It's on sale. I've never said bitches before in my life.
It felt really wrong.
It felt really weird. I said it and I
was bitches,
like,
get your tickets.
No, that's hideous. Well, anyway, see you there, Australians.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
No, we've been over this.
Aussie. Hoggy, hoggy, hoggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
We both got it wrong.
See you there.
Hello and welcome to episode 128. The slowest ever episode of Trusty Hogs.
Are we actually committing to this?
The podcast.
Oh my God.
Where we tell you about our perfect lives and you write in with all of your little... I can't even do it.
I actually started getting angry.
I was like tired doing that. That was like exhausting.
Wait,
my God,
are
people actually living that way?
That
like,
was
I
sleepy.
That's so boring. Jesus Christ. Anyway, you send in your problems, we answer them obviously at a normal pace.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Come here to me, how are you?
I'm good, you just did my hair.
I did your, well, I fixed your lovely, you've got some serious volume today.
I washed it this morning.
It looks fabulous. And we're loving your look. We're loving this whole vibe.
I've got on my new look. We talked about it in the last episode.
You don't need to hold your boobs.
I do, because it's like, it doesn't quite fit right. So there's a bit of fabric that comes up over.
A bit of what?
Fabric.
And we both know you said fabric.
Did I say fabric?
Yep.
Oh,
there's a bit of fabric.
Christ. Who's Fabio? Oh, like in Ugly Betty.
Yes.
And Fabia.
And also
Wilhelmina.
You look beautiful. You look gorgeous. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
You look beautiful as well. But you always look beautiful.
Thank you. Will you talk about how it's our last one before Australia together?
We're in Australia right now. When you're listening to this.
Are you excited? What are you most excited about? And what are you most worried about?
Okay, worries, I don't know yet. I'll think of them on the plane.
Oh, really? You'll wait till you're on there to start thinking about worries.
I tell you what I got a bit worried about, but then took myself out of it, is that, for those who don't know, every year, a certain number of comedians are invited over from Britain to do Australia, and, like, you sort of need to be invited, otherwise you can buy your way in and pay to go, but it's, like, so mad expensive. So you sort of have to wait to be invited. And then there's two companies you can go out with, and I'm with the company that most of you guys aren't with.
Yeah, we're with the bigger group.
So you're in the bigger group, and I'm with the company that sort of, like, run Sydney and Brisbane and Perth, hence why I'm there for 6 weeks. Mm. But it means that you guys are all in the same hotel, mm-hmm. and I'm in an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. With Olga, and I wanted the Airbnb. I know I could have asked for the hotel,
yeah.
But then as soon as I was like, oh my god, I got an Airbnb, it means I've got a kitchen, it means I've got a bit more space,
yeah.
It means that there's not that pressure to constantly be with people because you're also, like, doing your own thing. And then I got myself worried that I'd be outside of the loop because everyone's together,
right,
apart from us. And then I remembered that I'd be more panicked in the hotel. I'll cry either way, guys.
And also, if I may, I'm having the opposite problem, except that the truth is we'll keep each other in the loop. You'll keep me a place where I can go and decompress, and yes. I'll keep you in the loop in terms of everything that's happening in the
hotel. I think we're going to be the festival cry flat. Like, everyone who needs a break is going to come to us. Yes, so we're just going to be constantly, buy boxes of tissues.
Yeah.
Getting wine.
That's nice.
I'm also worried that I'm allergic to wine. Huh? And we're going to be doing, like, wine tours.
Sorry, I yawned.
The histamines are hitting me differently these days.
Then don't drink red. Just drink white.
I don't like
it. It's full of tannins. Rosé. You were born to be rosé.
But thing is, it's
you're a rosé girl.
But even then, I still get sneezy and I make that itchy noise at the back of the... Do you know when you get hay... Okay, anyone who's got hay fever will know exactly what that noise is.
I get hay fever.
Nodding.
I don't do that.
It's very common.
I don't like that.
And then I like feel a bit sick and a bit sleepy, and like I.
How much are you drinking?
I'm 32, and I now carry Gaviscon with me.
But how much are you drinking?
Sometimes it's just a glass.
Okay, that's crazy.
Like, it'll be the end of a night, and someone will be like, "Oh, you got to do a drink before you go?" And I'll be like, "Oh, have a glass of wine before I get to the tube or whatever." And by the time I'm on the bus,
how conversation works.
No. You know what? Fuck all of you. We know I'm not the best conversationalist, and I'm always trying my best.
No, this is so evidently the second record of a day. That was the energy of a woman who was like, so then I'm like, okay. And then she's like, all right. Okay, so anyway, get to the point, which is that I know what you're going to say, which is that you've started watching weird videos, haven't you?
It's itchy. No, what weird videos?
Is this not connected to the sinus story you were going to tell?
Oh my God, yeah, I want to talk about sinuses. Only because, okay, oh my God, this is a whole thing.
I sound like such a little bitch being like, surely this is the sinus story, but you weren't even going
there. No, I was just saying I was allergic to wine.
Well,
because I'm fucking scared that we're going to spend all our days off in Melbourne at these amazing vineyards and wineries.
Oh,
and everyone's going to be having a glorious time in the sun, and I'll be there burnt, getting covered in boils. I'll be getting bitten by everything.
Why can't you wear SPF? And
whilst I'll be, oh yeah, yeah, wear SPF, like, it's that easy to remember. And then and then I'm going to be going through all of that, and then on top of that I'm going to be all like all claggy.
Just wear bug repellent and sunscreen.
And then, oh, come on. Bug repellents are a fucking con.
No, they're not.
They're a con.
They work.
Have you ever breathed in DEET? I'd rather be covered with bites than breathe in any
Those
more DEET.
Those aren't the options.
Right. DEET comes in a spray can.
Yeah.
And you have to breathe.
You can get roll-on.
Can you actually?
Yeah.
Write that down. I need to get some roll-on D. I did not know that was an option. Me and Frances had to get asthmatic pumps out in Mexico because we breathed in so much DEET one day. Like, we huffed it, basically.
You can also do it outside and not keep your mouth closed.
Yeah, we thought about that, but there were raccoons outside, so we couldn't go out.
I can't.
It was a whole thing. So.
I keep getting distracted by how fabulous I've made your hair look. You look gorgeous.
Thank you. Please check us out on YouTube. But I want to be able to enjoy everything, and I don't want to have to, like, but I'm also like, maybe I get acid reflux from everything now.
Good God. When will the horrors stop?
I'm with you. When will the horrors stop? It's horrible. I had dinner the other day, and it was like quite a quick turnaround at home to like have dinner and run out to do gigs. And I was like, oh my God, by the time I was on the bus, I was like, something's bubbling. Oh, and I felt sick. And this is why now I carry Gaviscon in my bag. That's so sad. I'm 32. And then I went to the doctors and I was going to ask about it, but it wasn't that doctor's appointment. It was a schmear test. So
no,
then you can't.
No.
Schmear.
No.
I'll have a bagel with
Helen,
your schmear.
No. You are not ruining schmear for me.
Come schmear to me now.
No. We are not ruining schmear.
I only just learned really what schmear was like a couple of years ago.
It's not a schmear test.
Schmear.
It's not a schmear test.
It's lox. Say schmear. It's cream cheese. It's
smear
scallions.
It's a schmear test.
Smear. Oh, it's not as fun.
Say smear test.
Smear test.
Right.
Yeah, but if you had a choice, Andrew.
Are we going to circle back to to sinus stuff or what?
We're going to circle back to everything.
Okay.
You know what, guys? Can we just roll today? Can we just roll with it? It's Thursday the 4th of April, 2024.
When you say, can we roll with it? You mean like, can we roll with your crazy rambling?
Let's just let Helen be today. Okay. Can we just let Helen fly? You know what? Don't clip my wings. That's another thing. Started listening to R. Kelly again. Why? I don't know.
No,
honestly,
Helen.
I was in a taxi with
Helen,
Sunil
so
and
dark.
World's Greatest came on.
No,
and I was like, this is an absolute banger.
No, Helen.
This is bad.
Helen.
Schmear. Okay, sorry, smear. I was having a smear test. Let me focus on that then.
Please.
Yeah? Okay.
I think you need Ellen in to sort your structure out because this is all over the place.
Do you think we need a director for the podcast?
Yeah.
Just for your monologues, go on.
I had a smear test and I was like,
that part we've established, I'd say.
This will be good to get done. And I got it in early because I thought early in the day better.
Yeah, and I'm having mine at 1:30 on Friday.
That's all right. That's early enough still.
But I'm seeing Ed Knight afterwards, so I hope he's gentle with me. That sounds like we're going to fuck.
Ed's putting his wheezy little dick in you and you're worried it's going to poke your cervix.
He's not. I just meant like emotionally, I hope he's gentle.
What are you going? You're going to go meet up with Ed because you want to see if you can get Slime Country back on the air? No. Is he missing it that much?
Have they cancelled it?
I don't think they've cancelled it. They just haven't made one in like 6 months.
Oh, well, I'll talk to him about that, yeah.
100% talk to him about it because they're paying for an office.
they are. They got their own studio and then immediately stopped making it.
Oh, yeah, for anyone who doesn't
Can
know, my
studio?
Housemate and Huge Davies and Ed Knight, they've all been on this podcast before, amazing comedians. They started a podcast called Slime Country, which was like the enemy of this podcast. And they made a massive fuss of it and then they just stopped making it randomly one day.
Even though they're paying for a studio.
And they're paying for a studio. Whenever I think that I make bad business choices, I'm like, I'm doing fine. I went for a smear test.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with the same nurse who did it last time. And I was like, I was really prepared to go in. Obviously, same as any time you go to the doctors, even if you're just seeing like not the GP. I had like a couple of things I wanted to ask just to check in with. And she was like the most humorless woman. She was so humorless last time. But at the point where I was like, hi, how are you? And she went, fine. Like, really not up for it. And I was like, right, I need to remember to tell her I need the big speculum and not the little speculum. Because they always give you the standard one. And I know I need big. And I said that to her. And she went, have you had a baby? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. And she went, you'll be fine. And I was like, I'm telling you. So then obviously this comes in plastic. So I'm ruining the environment with having such a fucking massive cunt.
No, and she's the massive cunt is the woman who didn't listen to you.
Okay, slay. Here we go. We're always like that here.
Believe
if you're new here,
women.
We're always like that.
Believe
subscribe.
Women.
Subscribe. Give five
Believe
stars. Give five
women.
Stars.
Go on.
She unwrapped all of it, and I'm naked, right? Because I didn't even do that smart thing. You know when you wear a dress and tights, so you can just pull up. I did for some reason jeans and a little top. So like was like like everything out. And I was like sitting there, she unwrapped it all and she put it in. She's like, where's your cervix? Where's your cervix? She's like looking up. And I'm like, I probably need the big one. And then she's like, we need the big one. Then she went, but we're out of the big ones. And I was there going,
well, why didn't you open with that, babe?
Yeah, like, please don't tell me. And I think she thought that even though I needed the big one, that she would be able to like jab high enough out and just guess if she scraped the cervix or not.
Christ on a bike.
So then she's like, maybe someone else has got one. So she goes through the door to get it. These are doctor's soft closed doors that move slow.
No.
So there's a curtain and then the door. But she pulls back the curtain to leave.
No.
Oh, my God. And I'm lying there. And the door opens and the curtain's back. And I'm just like, oh, like snap my leg shut. And then I can just see the voices. Like, see the shadows and the voices of people getting closer. And I'm just there going, like, and it just closes in time as I see the first foot step in front of the door and I'm like, oh my god, just please
what
find a big
Sydney
one.
I don't want to again.
It's insane. And then she goes to get the big one and she comes back in And then she's like, oh, no, wait, I forgot this. She goes back out again. And you've got
to
remember,
me.
When she comes back in, the door soft closes again. I'm like, you are fucking mental. This is so mental. Because then I'm just, oh, my God. And also, like, smear test days, like, it's so tricky. But I was sort of like, oh, okay, my doctor's is now like a 30-minute walk away from me because I haven't moved since like my last address, which means that my old address is getting my HPV results. So I'm like, fucking need to find out the courage to knock on that door at some point and be like, did you get a letter for Helen Mower? HPV? Did I just say yes or nay?
Like, did they not just text you?
I asked them if it was text. She went, no, this one will be a letter. And I was like, oh, damn.
Have you not forwarded your post for the
And
post
I didn't
office?
Want to... No, none of that. No,
why?
I just
climbed this.
I'm like, if it's that important, I'll find out eventually when I get arrested. And basically...
They don't arrest you for HPV.
But she found my... No, they can't.
Do they?
Wait, can they? If you're really spreading it, though... Like purposefully.
Helen, I think you should.
But then they got the
redirect your post. You say all you have to do is go to the post office. You pay for one fee, and they just forward all your posts to you.
The post office near me is mental, Catherine.
Yeah, but it's not any more mental than knocking on a stranger's door and asking if you have HPV.
Well, like,
you
yeah.
get that, right? Actually, you can do it online.
But I wouldn't have to see those people.
You
can
do it online.
Yeah,
you can do it online.
How do I change my? Basically,
you can redirect your post online.
Can I actually? Because I've got yes. the Royal Mail app.
Yes.
Andrew, can you yes. please note down to do that?
Yes.
So I do it at the
She's
end of the episode.
Because this whole podcast, you've just been making me and Em note down things that you need to
Which
do.
Which sponge is the mould sponge, Snail wants to know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, blue. Blue in bathroom.
You're keeping a sponge you're using to clean the mould with?
Yeah, we have a mould sponge.
But then
for,
it's
like,
just going to grow mold. More mould.
No.
Are you cleaning it?
Does it?
Yeah.
No, because it's covered in mold spray. So it's like, it's dying on impact. And then I was like, we can't use this sponge to clean anything else because like mold spray is like really toxic. Catherine, I thought you'd be proud of me for having a specific sponge. He goes, thank you. Okay, so. What?
Sorry, the fact that he didn't know, that's so worrying already.
What's
it's
he using the other
he
sponge
used
for?
A different sponge and I went, that's not mold sponge. And I was like, we have to
for
get
what?
Rid of that
like
sponge
his back?
Now. But, huh?
Like, what's
No, he used a different sponge for cleaning mould. And I was like, that's not mould sponge. And I went, we've got to get rid of that or turn that also into mould sponge. Because you have to have specific sponge for mould.
Maybe he's made that mistake
Like toilet yeah, brush. You don't use toilet brush to, like, get rid of cobwebs. You know what I mean? That's just for toilety. Hello?
I hate you.
I'm saying I don't do that.
Good.
Okay, so...
I cleaned the bathroom at the weekend.
So hang on.
So sorry, you're there in the stirrups.
Yeah, so just to be clear, you smear test.
Yes. No, yeah. no stirrups. It's a lovely local doctor's. No stirrups, just hands below your ass, like in fists,
yeah,
so they can get the
that.
Angle, and then you cough so they can get into your cervix, right? So...
I really wish we weren't having this conversation ahead of me having mine on Friday, but go on.
It's so fun. But then because I was left alone panicking for so long when she was trying to find this like larger speculum, then she did it, then she got it, and she like was like, all good. And I remember last time when they pulled it out, there was blood on it, so I was really glad there was no blood on it. Because it wasn't like I was on my period, she just scraped it so hard that blood came off.
Helen, this needs a trigger warning.
So I was like, oh, trigger warning, women's health isn't fun. Surprise!
I've just realised I'm getting my wax on Thursday and my smear test on Friday. Lucky doctor.
Charming.
Lucky
Charming.
Ed. Waxed and wide, let's go. No.
Do you know what
no.
size speculum you have? Do they just always just the one they get out is fine? Yeah, it's a standard. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. That's fine.
Sorry.
But then, because I had so much time alone, I managed to build up the confidence to ask what I've always wanted to ask at the nurse is I wanted to ask her to look in my ears.
While they're doing the smear.
Not during the smear. I've always wanted to be told in a medical setting that I have a wax blockage and they need to syringe it and they need to film it for YouTube.
And what do they actually
It's
say?
Like a medical fantasy.
Well, they check
me.
My ears, they just say they're clean. That could happen.
But they did them.
They what? They looked
did they squirt water into your ear, like syringe it.
Oh, they just looked in my ears and went, oh, they're clean.
Yeah, that's what she did to me as well. I was really upset.
You're upset your ears were clean.
I was like, oh, do you guys do ear syringing here? And she's like, oh, why are you having earache? And I was like, sometimes. Sometimes. But then, because I always feel like there's something in my ear. Like, it's just, I don't know whether it's like mental.
It is.
It's mental. But like, there's something in me that's like, there's something blocking it. And I can like, feel it.
Your own voice.
And
you're hearing yourself.
I got her to look in, and like, she's a really small lady, and I was like doubling down. And like, she, but like, no, nothing. I was so upset because like, it looks like the most, I think it's like born again Christian.
It looks incredibly satisfying. It looks like you would have a new, like, yeah, a new lease of life.
My mum used to have it done all the time. My cousin always speaks about like how amazing it is because she's like, you go into the doctor's. You get this like really satisfied. It feels like an itch.
I know someone who just had it done. I'm going to ask him how it was.
Do it. Apparently, like, the world is so loud when you're outside of it. It's crazy.
Let me just.
That's a great idea, by the way, for NHS text. Funding. If they filmed procedures and put them on YouTube for revenue, I think they'd get lots of views.
And hello, guess who's just fixed the country?
Well,
broken
you.
Britain,
thank
no
you.
More. Well done, Andrew. Film people's medical procedures. Didn't we do that for a while when the NHS couldn't help people? So we made a show called Embarrassing Bodies and put it on Channel 4 and made shitloads of ad money.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They went to the NHS, though. I think they went to Dr. Christian.
Fair play to him. He works hard.
I've messaged and asked my friend, you've just had your ear syringed. How was it? I haven't really given any context.
Oh, see, now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh my God, could you imagine just like...
All I ever think about though, when I think about that, is the other extreme, which is that episode of Girls, you know, when Lena Dunham...
Oh, yes! I think about that all the time.
Me too. I think about it all the time. Every single time I even see an earbud, she takes an earbud and like really puts it in way too far and turns it and it's bleeding and it's horrific.
Doesn't she like perforate her eardrum with it?
It's hell.
Do you do that though? Do you put cotton buds down there?
No.
God, I do. Emma's nodding. Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
It's like, I have this thing called Ortex as well. So like, when you do have like a wax build up, it doesn't go anywhere. It's just like, goes in and out. But it's sort of like, I think it fizzles it because you can hear like a crackling sound. But like, I'm always like, don't use the cotton bud for 2 months and then it'll be a really satisfying ear clean. And I can't not do it. Right. I'm addicted to it.
My mom worked in a children's hospital and genuinely thought those things were like actively, like she was like, kids ruin their hearing all the time with like actually doing themselves damage because people don't know how to do it properly. Like, just don't go there.
But I think I have bad hearing because I get that notification on my phone all the time.
You don't have bad hearing. You just are a bad listener. So, tell me about the sinus thing. Is that the sinus thing?
No.
What is the sinus story? Okay, so we usually need to know at home that we have a whiteboard in the office where we write things that we would like to talk about on the podcast.
To try and keep us on track. You might have noticed that it arrived about 3 months ago and we've been really on it since then.
Yeah. And so you were going to talk about the sinus stuff. And you've only, by the way, is your schmear fine?
I don't know, the results going to the wrong house.
Okay, fine.
That's another question. Can I ask you this then, please?
Yeah.
And then I listen.
Please.
Okay? If I want to stay with the doctors I'm at, if I change my address, will they chuck me out because I'm a bit further away from it now?
It depends on whether or not you're still in their catchment.
How do I find that out?
You say, hello, is this address in your catchment area?
Yeah, but then it happens that they say no and I go, oh, prank, and then just hang up.
You just say... you say, hello, I'm moving to an address. I'm thinking of moving to an address. Can I check if this is your catchment area?
Okay. I'm thinking of moving to an address.
Yeah.
Is this in your catchment area?
Yeah. I realise the doctor's
and
going to
go. And if they say no.
Yeah.
I go, oh, I won't move.
You don't have to
then.
Call them. You could just check out their website if it's in their
and
catchment area.
And if they say yes, I go, lol, I actually moved like 2 years ago. Can you please,
Helen,
can you please send me my updated STI and STD results backdating 2 years?
just check on their website.
If it doesn't change colour or smell, it's fine.
Just check on their website.
Sorry, yeah, on their website.
You can check?
I can, yeah. I
can
do
check?
That. On their website if I'm in their catchment area.
There you go.
Yeah. And then if not, call them up and say, it's been 2 years and I've been lying. Because when I go to pick up prescriptions, I give my old address as well. Is that
when
really
you go
bad?
To pick up what?
Prescriptions.
Okay.
I did all of mine for Australia the other day.
Oh, me too.
I was so proud of myself.
One.
It feels so good to be like...
mentally well. Oh, yeah,
yes.
It's important.
Well, not like... I don't need them anymore because I am cured. But like,
just gonna take them anyway.
Just for banter.
Yeah, yeah. For lols.
And just to make sure that sex drive is really low.
Yeah, mine too. Hey, girl. You know what's nice about how you're staying with Olga?
Yeah.
You don't have to have a key to go to the toilet. As in, like, you know, you can just go. It won't be like if you won't get locked out of your bedroom if you go to the loo.
That's true.
That's nice.
That's true. And also, like, what are the odds I find myself on the street?
Pretty high by the sense of things.
I know, but Olga can let me back in.
Yes, she can.
And I'm in an Airbnb, the other places we're going as well. We're getting like lovely little two-bed flats.
Is her boyfriend coming?
Not until New Zealand.
Okay.
So yeah. So I'm going to have a very horny cock on my hands.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to have an incredibly horny cock just gyrating all the way around all these charming Airbnbs around the country.
Humping at your leg.
Just screaming. And I'll be like, I feel nothing. This
I've got
is crazy.
Nothing for you.
What are you nervous about for Australia then?
Okay, the flight. I really am dreading the flight.
I can't stress
this enough. I'm not looking forward to that whatsoever. And I wish that I'd known Ellen was coming earlier and we could have afforded to sit beside each other.
Yeah.
But we are where we are.
Also, when you check in, always worth asking. You never know.
Yeah.
They might be able to move someone.
I'm quite anxious about all that we have to do and like making sure she has a nice time. It's when you bring somebody on a work trip, you always feel like, oh gosh, like I want to give you enough time and I also want to...
But it's Ellen. I know what you're saying.
She's the best.
She knows everyone.
Yeah.
She's also
she likes reading.
Super independent.
She'll just read her book.
She doesn't need to be handheld.
I know, that's so true.
Like she'd be more than happy to be like, oh hey, you've got loads of work stuff to do today and you need to meet with these people and do work
stuff.
She
will just listen to Sherlock Holmes and go around.
But great, because that's what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And like people do want to do their own thing. Because it's also like it's your work thing.
I really do have to get my head around the fact that she actually likes alone time.
It's the best.
I guess, yeah. Fine. And,
wait, is she actually reading Sherlock Holmes?
She listens to the Sherlock Holmes stories when she needs comfort.
Are they genuine? I feel like they might get a bit, like, repetitive.
She seems to love them.
Okay, sick.
And then I feel like I've told you such a private, intimate thing about her because I told you about her Sherlock Holmes enjoyment.
We've said so much more.
And then I'm nervous about... Obviously about the show working in Australia. Like I've always find it when you go to a different country,
yeah.
It's the thing you least expect that doesn't make any sense to people. You'll be like, you'll find out like hobby isn't a word to them and you're or like it like means something different and you're like, huh? Huh? So we'll see.
Thinking of your show is so wonderfully
I reach
human
tried
though.
To make it
it's
into, like,
human and feelings.
Thank
and,
you.
Like, I mean, they're not like us, the Australians. They are different.
I'm not like you. I'm Irish. I think I'm closer to the Australians.
Oh, ouchie.
Sorry. I think I am.
Bloody criminals, am I right? Sorry, you guys weren't. You were forced to steal because of the famine. And I know that. And I'm sorry.
And then sent to?
Sent to
as
Australia.
A tool of colonisation.
Yeah. And sorry.
Here's my thing. I would I'd like to just be good and I'd like to not get sunburnt and I'd like to eat in all the best places and I just want the Australian fans to have a nice time.
Wait, so you're worried you're not going to eat in all the best places?
I always have FOMO in Melbourne. I have FOMO. I'm like, oh god, because everyone's always like, you gotta go here, you gotta go here. You're like, oh, what if I pick the wrong one?
I cannot describe
I'm fun.
How much better I've gotten at that. Like I used to always think I've got to visit every country in the world and when I'm there I've got to see everything that's there to be there. Just do what you can do and what you fancy. Like, we're both in Sydney as well.
Yes, we are.
You
so
don't
exciting.
Have to do anything.
I do really want to see that, though, because I just feel like I might never get to go back to Australia. You never know.
But what's the one thing you want to do in Sydney? Before people start giving you lists saying, you've got to go here, you have to do this, you have to do that. What is the one thing that you're like, I'd love to have done that?
Walk from Bondi to that other beach.
Bondi to, I know which one you're talking about. The walk.
Mamma.
Clovelly?
No, it's like it begins with an M, I think.
Manning.
Maybe.
That's Manning Island. No.
Anorae.
Either way, Monterey.
Manly.
There we go.
I want to have brunch at Bondi and walk to Manly and have lunch.
We'll do that then.
Do you want to come?
Yeah. That is perfect. And then everything
else. And then get
else,
in the sea.
I want to do, I didn't do this last time, even though I was there for like 2.5 weeks. The Botanical Gardens down like to the Opera House, and then the train goes like straight to the area we're doing our shows in.
Can I do that with you?
Yeah, 100%. But then everything else comes as far as like, you need to eat there, you need to go see this museum, you need to see this gallery, you need to...
Yeah, I'm only
like,
there for 5 days, relax.
If you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. There's something wonderful about being like, hey, do you want to meet up for brunch? And just spontaneously going for brunch, being like, oh, I'm going to go chill out until I do my show. You're there for so long. You can go to the cinema.
Oh, not in Australia.
Why is so?
You can do that anywhere.
I know.
I'll be at the beach. I'll be boarding. No. Water.
Could you do the...
No, paddle boarding.
Water boarding.
You can't go to Melbourne if you're not going to waterboard.
No, that's the wrong one. Oopsies. I'd like to see Gadsby's new show.
We will see Gadsby's new show. But things like... when people go, you didn't go to eat that. It's like, no, I didn't. Just like in the same way, people go like, oh, you haven't seen that film. Fuck off.
Yeah, you're right. It's our life.
Tell you what, I did have a nice time of rest.
Fuck you. It's our life.
Get so angry.
Get out of here. We
you live in London and you haven't been to this.
I'll make a spreadsheet and we'll stick to it. Is that what we said?
Have you actually made a spreadsheet? Because you tried to do this with me the other day. Do you remember when you were like, and we need to make sure we get that coffee in before we go to Melbourne so we can plan what we're doing each day. Are you fucking joking?
I'll make my own.
Why? I mean, no, but it's a what? You know what? Olga's already got a spreadsheet. You talk to her.
Oh, do you think she'd share it?
Yes. Just do a shared Google Drive with you if you want.
That'd be heaven.
She did every gallery in Sydney. No, every gallery, every museum.
No.
Everything. Some days... I just went out for a coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine.
Because
those coffees are...
banging.
But, like...
so good.
As I'm banging, I remember, like, I used to shout at us on stage a lot last year. It's stronger.
It is. Oh, it definitely is. Like, you got to go easy there.
I did not know.
I agree.
My first day.
Have you had any Vietnamese coffee while you're there?
Yeah, not my thing.
Oh, God, I love it so
much. I don't mind it iced.
Oh, yeah, it has to be iced.
But, like, as far as, like, a neat Vietnamese coffee, it's not my taste.
No, I just like the... condensed milk sugar high.
You would love Malaysian tea, Teh Tarik. It's condensed milk. It's like pulled like chai. It's insane.
Yum 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 yum.
I take you Malaysia.
Yes, please.
We'll go on the way back.
Love to.
You have to kick around Brisbane and Perth for 2 weeks, so.
My first boyfriend was Malaysian. Worth the wait.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Be nice
so
to visit.
Much.
Nice to visit. Yeah.
Does he live there now?
No, he cheated on me a lot.
Oh no! How old were you?
19.
Oh no. Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. Good. So, but you're excited for Australia, not all fear.
Yeah, sorry. Wow. Okay, I'm good. Woo, we're back. And we're back. Hey, Andrew, you got any problems?
Many problems. Can I please ask, just before we get into problems, what is the sinus thing?
Oh, the sinus. Yeah, the sinus.
This whiteboard is not working out.
Even I lost track.
Mine is. So we've both. I've got a deviated septum. What do you have?
Oh, my whole life I've been diagnosed with all sorts of different things. They're always like hay fever, rhinitis, lots of different, basically like constant issues. And recently I finally got to go to a doctor and he was like, girl, you got to go to an ENT specialist. And I was like, dude, I have been begging everyone to let me go to an ENT specialist. So I have a appointment in May where they're going to put a camera up there. How are they even getting it up there? I don't want to know.
Nose.
Yikes.
And then through to the side.
Oh, I was hoping they'd just go butt.
Here's the thing.
That was such a Helen joke. Nothing for that. Thank you, Em.
Sorry.
Nothing for that.
Sorry, can you say it again, please?
I was hoping they'd just go butt. Come on. Yeah, they're going up my nose. Horrible. Really? Really? Sometimes I write, like, I just like say.
You write for me.
Yeah. And it's like, nothing? Nothing? Go on.
I think maybe just say it louder and I'll be like, but. I'll be like, yeah. There's like, so obviously you can get the operation where they remove like this big bump in my nose. That means I can't breathe through it because I breathe through my mouth, right?
Wait, but they in turn straighten your nose more?
It's like a nose job, but like they remove it. But it's like, I don't want to have a nose job because it's like, that's my face, yeah. Right? But then I'm like, okay, at some point I probably will because it's sort of like, it is, I'm sure it's nice breathing
through
your
nose. And you
want to
break LA.
Everyone else seems really happy breathing
through
their nose.
Sorry, and you
want to break
LA.
And I want to break LA. Thank you. See, it does work.
Yeah.
But... I keep on getting these videos on like my Instagram of like people getting like a chiropractor on their face. Hello?
Go on.
So they're like doing like, oh, like they're like working the nose with their thumbs, like you would with a back, like for like a realignment. And then they go, and then they're like, I can breathe. And I'm like, that feels fun.
How long does that last for?
It's a realignment. So however long it takes to get unaligned.
But how long is that?
I don't know. How often do people go to a chiropractor all the time, don't they? It's like a regular thing for some people. But I'd rather that than be put under and have a different face.
Okay, when you put it like that, but you're going to book regular appointments at a chiropractor.
I think, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? That's really another thing.
I think it's easier to get a new face and a new personality.
Was that unkind?
No, I just mean like it would take a new personality.
Was that unkind? Was that unkind? Have you done me an unkindness? I can't tell. I'm too thick. Did you say something unkind to me?
I just mean like neither of us is finding time for a chiropractor. You're so busy and like you don't even remember sometimes to like wash your hands.
I always wash my hands. I just don't dry them.
Okay.
Because I think drying them on yourself is absolutely fine. That is the point of standing under an air dryer. Because on average, people spend 10 years under an air dryer drying their nails. But sometimes it's nice to make up facts. 10 years of your life is spent next to a Dyson Airblade.
Behave yourself.
But I think it would be...
like, sorry for yawning. Yawned again. What's wrong with me? Wow, I'm so sexy today.
Oh, sexy sleepy.
Sexy girl.
She won't remember anything. I think we should go for facial realignments together.
I'd love to.
And then I want to go to a Reiki session.
No.
And I want to have someone transfer some energy out of me.
That's a no.
So the opposite of most people. So I'm a little bit more like, hey.
I do think you should just make that your new personality.
Sleepy.
What about just smoking weed all the time?
Well, I am a pothead now because I've got gummies.
Yeah.
And I've had them about like 10 times now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about just doing it during the day?
Happens if I jump in front of a car or something.
I don't think that's like,
why would I jump in front of a car? Yeah, why would I?
I don't think so.
But isn't that, don't you think, like, sometimes that is, like, bad company, potheads?
Yeah, but I think it would just sort of normalise you.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Should we do an episode where I'm high?
This isn't some kind of schmear test.
No, but when I'm back from Australia, should we do a high episode?
Yes, I would actually love that.
Let's give me, I'll take a handful of gummies and we'll just have to roll with it. But... I have the right to say we can't release
it. You got yourself a goddamn deal.
Promise.
Yeah, deal.
Okay, we're doing it. Wait, no guest as well.
Obviously not.
Should I do shrooms for the first time?
No. Start with pot.
Yeah, we'll just do gummies. Do you want to do it with me?
No,
just me. Just me high.
One of
with
us
you
has
regular.
To keep us safe. Yeah, one of us has to keep you safe.
Telling you now, you will love it. I will laugh at everything you say. Like, Sunil
That'll
could
be
not believe it.
Hey!
Not that funny.
Andrew, do you have any problems?
Yes.
That was good. Andrew, do you have any problems?
This is from C. They're addicted to pot. Go on.
Oh, that'd be funny, wouldn't it?
No, go on.
No, not funny. Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Ready?
This is from, we'll keep it anonymous, from D.
Hi, D.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
D says, hello, trusty hoggies. And
hello.
Effervescent Andrew on the tech white. This is a very praising.
Oh, God, I wish you could see Andrew's face.
That was so fun.
Put the camera on Andrew's face.
So
go on, say it again.
From the effervescent Andrew on the tech white.
Oh,
so
D,
smug.
That's cute.
Go on.
After hearing you on Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown, I started Trusty Hogs from episode one in January.
That's so nice.
Currently training for a half marathon. And I'm now 60 episodes in.
Oh my God, congratulations.
That's so sweet.
Some notes on binge listening so far.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Number one, I will never stop singing your theme tune.
Oh. Woo!
It's a good theme tune. I forget every episode that you're quote-unquote solving problems and that isn't just a pure chat slash interview podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
I forget as well. Sometimes you say to the guests, like, what sort of problem solver are you? And I was like, oh my God, this is the format.
What do you mean sometimes? That's every single... You haven't once asked a guest that?
No,
Nope.
I did actually, the week you weren't here.
Oh, come on.
I actually did ask it, and I was like, I can't believe I'm actually asking this question.
Good Lord.
Because normally I go, problems always!
Number three, Catherine's half marathon experience was weirdly motivating, despite her final statement essentially being, that wasn't for me.
Sorry.
Number four, this is written, I'm not just making this up.
Love it.
He says, I find myself inexplicably infatuated with Andrew.
Fuck off, Andrew. No, it doesn't say that.
Yes, it does. My prince has been chosen.
Sorry, my pig fainted out of disbelief.
I love you, Andrew. This is so amazing. Keep going.
He says, oh, I'm not normally one for podcast crushes. Thank you, Dee. I appreciate that. But here is Dee's problem.
Andrew.
Yeah.
You got picked.
Yeah.
I feel like he's the alien and, like, you know, we're like, the claw.
Oh, that's nice.
And Andrew has to leave now.
Is Dee, do we know the gender of Dee?
Dee is, I believe, contextually, male. Yeah.
Okay. Contextually, by which I mean, fancies me and I want him to be a man.
but a straight man with a wife.
Dee.
Qua?
I love you.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to be friends.
He might not be straight, he might be bi and married.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Sorry, apologies. Yes.
No worries.
Wow, you just ruined it, Andrew.
No, I'm a homewrecker.
What?
Catherine also went along with it. It was me that was seeing what happened there.
Wow, you're so woke.
Because I see it for Dee.
Good Lord.
So here's my problem. My wife and I are on a weight loss journey together, but she's having a much harder time of it than I am.
Aww.
I've lost 7 stones since we started, and she's lost 1 stone, which is impressive, but obviously she feels despondent.
Yeah.
The main difference between our routine is my increase in exercise.
Mm. That's not the main difference. The main difference is your gender.
Yeah, true. But she is...
Sorry.
Fair. This is a fair point. But she's always upset that she's not able to lose as much weight and she feels unattractive. I'm always telling her and showing her how attractive I find her and what can I do to help her feel sexy? That is my problem.
Oh, you know my rule for weight loss, if you want to lose weight quickly, gain a ton of weight and it will drop off you. The bigger you are, the quicker you lose weight. If you look at those Biggest Loser episodes from back in the day, you go on that 700 pounds, you can lose 20 pounds in a week, no stress. You go on that 200 pounds, you're losing 5 tops, you know? It's a gain to lose.
First of all, I do think that we just need to, like, say we're not doctors. The second thing that we need to say is that there are lots of takes on whether or not trying to lose weight as a couple is a positive or a negative thing. I don't want to sound like we are inconsiderate of those things. But this
you
person,
want to do it and we support they're both you doing what you want to do with your
exactly,
body.
Exactly. And with that said, I would just, like, clarify what I meant by their gender being the difference, being that, like, I do think that you can often be two people going, if Helen and I ate the same food every single day, we wouldn't have the same body.
Wouldn't have your food.
Yeah, exactly. But my point is, like, if any two persons had the same diet, they wouldn't have the exact same body. That's not how metabolism or biology works.
It does for animals, though. All ants, same body.
And
different diets, same body.
The other thing to say is that gender obviously plays into that as just, like, physical and mental health, as just, like, body mass, as just, like, loads and loads of things.
In general, breasts weigh more
so
than
just
balls.
Like, so I just wanted to flag that. In relation to the question of how you make your wife feel sexy, I think it is a complicated one because you
are... Give her sleeping tablets.
No, you fucker. Because there are two counter...
I'm really hoping they listened to last week.
Yeah, otherwise it sounds really super fucking toxic. Even in that context, it sounds super toxic. Here's my issue, though, right? Like, you do have two counterintuitive narratives there, right? On the one hand, that, like, thinness is good because it's your goal. And that might not be how you see it. And on the other hand, that, like, and that you're both trying to change, and what you're trying to change away from is that which she is or sees herself as. And simultaneously, that she is sexy and attractive as she is. that is like a very hard thing to navigate.
So I think I've had this problem differently than you've had it. The problem is that she's not reaching a goal that she wants and she doesn't feel sexy because of like the failure. Is that what it is?
No, she doesn't feel sexy in her body and he's trying to make her feel sexy in her body. Right. But I think when you're both also trying to change your bodies away from what her body is, that's a really hard thing to convince somebody of.
Right. Okay, I'm with you now. But we don't necessarily know the goal is thinness, right?
No.
It's just to lose weight.
The goal is to be smaller than they currently are.
Right, okay.
The exact wording says that she is upset that she's not able to lose weight and feels unattractive.
Oh, so, yeah.
But my point is, like, I think it's understandable if that, like, that's, I don't think that's as simple as
go to, like, a fucking llama as you saying, I think
you're sexy because, you know, your actions and intent for both of you, your stated aim at the moment is to not look how she looks. And that's like, that just is a complicated way to be. And I think you need to very much clarify then, in that case, that the goal isn't, if it's not thinness, if it's like a specific like strength thing or whatever it might be, so that they're distinct from one another. But also, like, I do think like that is a complicated line to blur, and possibly taking her out, going on dates that maybe aren't associated with food, not because of weight loss, but just so it's like that isn't the main topic of conversation.
Axe throwing or something.
Sure. And also potentially considering, like, I think if you guys are really trying to like lose weight and maintain your sex life and tell each other that you're sexy and change your bodies, like a little bit of external, that feels like a complicated thing to me. I would be trying to do couples therapy at the same time, but then I am like a real,
you love therapy,
complicated, like, no, I just think those like are really big things that are really hard to hold at the same time. And what I'm trying to say to this person is that, like, it's not that you're doing anything wrong, to be very clear, but rather that, like, that is complicated and it's something that comes up in a lot of relationships, and I don't know how to navigate it because I've never managed to successfully do that. And like, you're not unusual for not being able to convince her that she's sexy while she lives in this particular world and tries to change her own body. What's your advice on being made feel sexy?
I think it's, you want to support her, but thing is, you already think she's sexy, so all you can do is just keep thinking she's sexy. And like, the brain is a horrible thing, and it'll be there one day, it'll go away, but like, constantly ask someone, why they don't feel sexy, do you not feel sexy, I think you're so sexy, it can create a complex. Just be like, you're fucking sexy, you're so sexy. Like, tell them that you think they're sexy, but don't question why they don't think they're sexy. Like, you're trying to be supportive, you're trying to be loving. Just be like, you're fucking sexy. Because obviously you think they're sexy.
Flirt.
And I think,
cheer when they take their fucking top off. Cheer when they take their pants off.
See, even that for me is like, just don't, they're sexy. Let's not dig into it. And so if you were feeling uncomfortable in your body and you took off your top and someone cheered, you'd feel like they were doing a performance for you, no?
Oh, right. Okay. I guess I meant more like respond to it in the way that's positive.
I think respond to it positively, but don't do... see, that for me would make me feel like they felt like they had to, which would make me retreat.
I can
more.
Only cheer when you take your job off.
But that's different.
Okay.
It's not like... That's different because I love you, but I do not need you to find me sexy. I love that you do, but I don't get any self-worth from that. Does that make sense without sounding really nasty? I get self... I like that you think I'm sexy, but you're not some...
No, I do know what you mean.
If I wasn't sexy to you, I wouldn't feel any less love from you.
Wow.
That's a compliment.
Wow. I see how it is.
No, that's nice because you make Helen feel
is
so
it?
Loved.
I'm so secure that even if I wasn't feeling sexy at all, I wouldn't need you to like correct that for me.
If I hadn't had Botox this week, you'd see how furious.
Do you not think that's a nice thing that, like, I don't need?
I think it would be nicer if my attraction to you mattered more.
Your attraction to me doesn't matter because I know you think I'm beautiful because you tell me so much that I don't need anything else.
Well, but in essence, they were saying the same thing, which is like consistency of actually rethinking the thing.
Consistency, but I don't think there's any conversation or anything you're missing saying that can change it without making that person feel more self-aware or more. It's like if you tell someone you're losing weight, or you're saying like, oh, I don't really like this thing, and then they're sort of like check in on it, and it's like, never check in on it. Just be supportive and don't say anything. Mm-hmm. Don't comment on if I'm having a salad, even if I'm having a... Don't positively comment or negatively comment. Don't comment.
Yeah.
And I think the same with that. Like, they're just sexy.
Yeah.
End of. Right?
I sneezed. Excuse me.
Do you... But like, just
sweet sneeze.
Because we are different. Would you rather someone consistently say to you, like...
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're going to have to figure out if your wife's more of a Helen or a Catherine.
But I don't feel sexy ever, and I need to be told that I am to believe that you still think it. My worry is that...
You're so sexy.
My worry is that the person that I love has stopped feeling that way.
You're so sexy.
That's nice. But my worry is always that they've changed their mind or stopped.
Yeah.
Because I've never had trouble having sex with strangers or like having sex at the start of relationships, but it has often like waned to a point of non-existence. And I think that's like totally partly on me and partly that I like love to fall into the role of mother in lots of contexts, but I sort of make it my own fault. So I kind of need the other person to be like, I still think you're like hot and sexy.
You need someone that's into MILFs. That's the thing with you.
Yeah.
And I found she's a sexy mum. She's a mother. Fucking Stacey's mum got it going.
Exactly.
I hope that answered it. I'm sorry it's not very clear, but you do need to figure out. We don't know your wife, but.
But it seems like from how...
I want her to be so happy. That's the thing. I want both of you to thrive. And I love that you care enough to write in and ask this. I think that's so sweet and just so aware of the fact that like the thing that... Yeah.
I think the thing is that you basically need to figure out what makes her feel sexy, what makes her feel affirmed and keep doing that. And it seems to me like you are going to be capable of doing that given that like within 3 seconds you had Andrew like genuinely giggling. Batting his eyelids
giggling.
So I think that you probably can tap into what will get somebody's sense of approval up and their sense of worth up. And also I think
always have a stiffy whenever she's
I
in
actually
the room.
That's like a huge always benefit of dating a straight hard. Man like yeah. There's honestly something to be said for a boner to be like, well, obviously
if you walk home and he goes
yeah,
it's like this feels good.
Yeah, and yeah. Then the other thing to say is that, and that like to just be cognizant of the fact that of course it's complicated. Of course, if you're both losing weight, mm-hmm. and simultaneously trying to say that all bodies are beautiful, that is a complex, contradictory message that you both have to hold and understand and deal with, and that it's okay maybe to like look to therapy while you do that because that's complicated.
And I think final note, if you're still wanting to change your body shape and it's not working, Special K is still very much available and on the shelves. And just remember, do weigh it out. If
it's over 30 grams, do not give Kellogg's your fucking money. Do not give
Kellogg's
money.
If it's over 30 grams, you're having too much.
did you hear that cunting CEO talk about how were getting into people? There's a new trend for people eating cereal for dinner, and they were interviewing.
It's not a new trend. That's a lazy person's dinner.
No, get this. It's because of the cost of living crisis, and so this news interviewer in the States was like, "Yeah, that's like you can understand that could be contrived as a bad thing." And he's like, "No, it's amazing. We're getting so much new spikes." And it was like, "You motherfucker! You watched the video. I'm not even doing it justice." He is like an absolute unempathetic robot, and they're like, sorry, you'd realize this is because people are starving. And he's like, yeah, it's so much cheaper to have our cereal than it is to have like a balanced fucking meal. Fuck Kellogg's. I'm just yikes.
Wait, hold that, we need to wrap up this episode. I'm gonna watch this. Let's talk about this in the extras and do some more problems. Sound good?
Yes. Okay. Concludes, by the way. Deconcludes.
That's all right, babe. You never do that. You're so good.
Deconcludes. At this pace, I should be up to date by the end of May, so it will take me a while to know if you choose this email, but I'll keep my fingers crossed and keep my ears peeled. Thanks for all the audio emotional support, D.
Oh, also good luck in your half marathon.
Oh, yeah, can we also just say, like, good luck in your half marathon and also, like, never do that again. Are you finished? Wait, don't listen to this until that. Don't listen to this. Okay, are you done? Are you finished? Well done. Congratulations. Come here to me. What have you proven? What have you done? So what? And what? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like your feet are sore. Okay, cool. And now you feel what? You're going to do a full marathon? No, you're fucking not. That was hell. You know that was hell. Don't do it again. 10 is a gorgeous running competitive pace. It's something you can get faster at. It's something you can do within an hour. It's a beautiful race. It doesn't hurt your knees. It doesn't hurt your feet. You don't feel the absolute absurd and shocking need to shit right after. Come back to me. Over here. Good lad. Well done. That's amazing.
You really caught the running bug, didn't you?
I love it.
Goodbye. sorry, goodbye.
Toodles! Bye!
Don't forget to buy tickets for all the Trusty Hogs tour dates at trustyhogs.com/tour. We're going all over the country and indeed the world. We're right in Australia right now as you're listening to this, so check if we are near you in Sydney or Melbourne. You can also buy merch at trustyhogs.com, and you can get merch discounts at our Patreon, where you can also get extra episodes every week, early access, ad-free content, live shows for £10 plus, and if you want to be a producer, you'll get listed in the credits and get a special mug. Thank you so much for all your support, and see you next week.
Beep beep oink oink, motherfuckers! Woohoo!
Hello and welcome to the Executive Producers Lounge. Sit back, relax, and let us thank you. Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Stephanie Cavaraccia. Oh hello, newcomer, and welcome. Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn, and Grace O'Reilly. Can we get you anything?
Oh, that was so creepy.
Thank you.
The can we get you anything was creepy at the end, did you not?
I wanted to go for Stepford Wife.
That is 100 Nicole Kidman.
Thank you.
Okay, wait, what should I do the producers list in?
Slumming it.
Like Pumbaa?
I want it to be like Ryanair like flight.
Oh, Ryanair. Hello.
No.
We're from County Dingle Doodle. wait. Isn't there a county called like Dingle or Doodle or something? What's it called?
There's a place called Dingle.
Dingle, is it?
Sorry, just to check in. What do you think Ryanair is?
An Irish airline.
Yeah, but like, it's not from Dingle.
It's not from, where's it from? Dublin.
Why don't you just do a normal accent, but that's like more like.
They're Irish people that work at Ryanair.
It's more quality. It's based value in Ireland. For money. Think like Iceland.
Icelandic.
No, like
Stacey Solomon.
Thank
Kerry
you.
Katona.
Mom, Stacey.
Mom's
job
producers.
Okay, breathe. Stacey. Boy, thank you so much to Richard Bicknell, Elle, Richard Bold, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bray, Kate, Dean Michael. I nearly said that wrong. Anthony, Sophie Shepherd, Kerry Smith. Give me a new one. Give me a new one. I've got two more left.
Australian.
G'day, and thank you so much to our wonderful producers from down under, / you're probably in the UK. It's Victoria Hutchinson, Becky Fox, Tim Indorm, Roy Finkeldoyle, Amy O'Riordan, Matt Sims, Tristan, Taz, Charlie A, Kai Soy, Hyla Wolf, Hype Briggs, Jam Rainbird. Stop, is that actually your name?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support, Jam. Please be single and please contact me.
Helen Rainbird. Jam Rainbird is a wicked name.
Jam, contact me. Helen Rainbird? Sorry, can you give me one more accent?
Texan.
Nice.
Howdy. Howdy, partner.
They're also
close. Y'all want to go to the cattle ranch? Y'all having sweet tea? Okay. I'm going to pray for you. The bigger the hair, the closer to God. Okay. I'm going to pray for you. Okay.
It's Forrest so Gump. Weird when you go for you.
For you. For you. I'm going to pray for you.
For you.
I'm going to pray for you. Okay. Welcome
Why
to
is it so wide for you?
Welcome to Texas, and thank you. A big thank you to
Have
Claire.
You ever been?
Owen Jones. No.
You can tell.
No. Claire Owen Jones. Harold Van... No, come on. Okay, Texas.
This ain't Texas.
I know, hold on. Okay, no, okay. Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, David Walker, Jess Nick, what? Rachel R., Neil Redmond, Sarah Molly, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Lear Overend, Liz Fort, Chloe, Emily G, and Ozzy Steph. Was that bad?
It sounded like the narration for like an American murder mystery podcast.
I thought it was like one of those sleep time, you know, the ones where they're like, you're going to go to sleep.
Wow. I was thinking about a big Texas man on a cattle ranch.
Make it stop. Hey guys, thanks for supporting the podcast.
That
we really appreciate you and we need you. We need you because Helen's alienating, if I may, with that kind of thing.
This ain't Texas.
Nope. And that ain't the song. Not even close to the freaking tune.